Our guest this week is from County Tyrone in Northern Ireland. Enda Bradley is a shearer and he's one of the foreign agricultural workers who've been allowed into New Zealand during the pandemic. These workers are helping to plug gaps in the labour market during the shearing and harvest seasons.
When I left home, everything was in lockdown. You could just do your grocery shopping and like this essential work was the only work that was allowed. There's no social life. And then as soon as I left, actually, I think it was on the 26th of December that brought in another lockdown, which even restricted things even further.
You normally do come to New Zealand for the season. This is your fourth season here. Were you concerned that you might not be able to make it this time?
Yep, I was very concerned. I love coming to New Zealand and enjoy the work in the country. But just with the whole COVID pandemic, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to travel overseas or if even New Zealand would allow any workers in. Fortunately, it worked out okay.
And what was it like shearing back home under the restrictions?
Well, it was classed as essential work, so we never get stopped really or anything by the police. But yeah, it's usually a pretty sociable job back in Ireland. As farmers, they have you in for tea and maybe a few beers. But this year, it wasn't like that. It was just pretty much we would turn up and shear. There's only two of us shearing, and someone would just fill the tiller for us, and someone would just lift the wool away and bag it. It wasn't as socially interactive as it was in previous years. It's awesome coming out here. Yeah, it's completely different. Travel to work in a van, you don't have to worry about anyone having coronavirus. And yeah, it's pretty good. It's social. Everyone's happy to see you. So it's really good. It's great to get out again.
I understand that fewer shearers came than that were allowed to come in. They were allowing 60 shearers in, but only about 27 came under these special visas. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the quarantining for 2 weeks would have possibly put a lot of people off. 2 weeks is quite a long time, I suppose, sitting in a room by yourself. But I think that could have been a factor too. Maybe the cost of flights, I think that could have been like a contributing factor too. It's a peak season. The thought of maybe you're missing out on that 2 weeks of work while you're quarantining. But maybe some fellas thought it just wouldn't be financially viable for them to come with the price of flights and quarantine and things like that.
How's that affected you though?
Oh, no, it's been perfect. It's been a very good season for me, actually. Probably the best season I've ever had, actually. It was worth my while coming, very much so.
And what's the supply of shearers like where you are? You're in Southland at the moment.
Well, the contact that I work for usually has, yeah, he's got a good crew. But on previous years, there's a lot of international shearers coming. There's usually, it could be up to 7 to 10 of us come from overseas to shear. But this year, there's only 3 of us came. And then the wool handlers too, there's usually anywhere from 10 to 12 wool handlers come from overseas, but there's no wool handlers are allowed in. Yeah, it's been very different.
So you're pretty busy then?
Yeah. It's been a very busy season, so it has. It's been good, very good.
Enda Bradley speaking to Sally Round.